morning madhouse. Hour 98.
No limit, Larry in here, morning madhouse. Pressure, gotta beat the pack out. 6 a.m. to 10 a.m., we gon' act out. Bet it, Charlotte, we trapped out. Larry and Burpee was popping, we locked in. Jessica Fine, I got her on my top 10. Power 98, the best in the city. Incognito by the mix in the kitchen. In the business, Ricky Ruck is the realest. The block of the street, it ain't no competition. Power 98, you know we the move. Shock and butter, about to do what it do. Concord, Gas House, Rock Hill. Gab the Lancaster, it don't stop there. Bet it's 4-0, Nation 4-0. Hidden Valley, North Charlotte, stop where? Yeah. This my spot, yeah. Morning Man House, don't stop, yeah. Power 98 on top, yeah. Shawty got the game on lock. This my spot, yeah. Morning Man House, don't stop, yeah. Power 98 on top, yeah. Shawty got the game on lock. Morning Man House, don't stop, yeah.
That's what they said. Power 98 WPG, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. It's No Limit Larry, the morning man. How clagging in? Clagging in. It's Monday again, man. We out here with it. 73 degrees. It's gonna, kick off your morning this morning. Today's high is gonna be right near 100. That's right. It's right near 100. 97 degrees is your high for the day. With a heat index of 102, it's gonna be hot, mama, hot. Slight chance of rain showers and pop-up showers later on this afternoon in the 5 o'clock hour between 5 and 6:15. Look out for the pop-up showers. You could run into one. Other than that, man, just beautiful sunshine and then rain coming in tomorrow, the late tonight, and then staying with us throughout the rest of the week all the way until Friday. In the madhouse with me this morning, she bike in the building. Y'all say what's up to Miss Jessica again, Nate? No.
Good morning to you. Good morning to you. We're all in our places with bright smiling faces, and this is the way we start our new day. Good morning, everyone.
What's up, Witty?
Ain't nothing. How you doing?
Like my man Will say, what's up, Witty?
What's going on?
How you feeling this morning?
Man, I'm tired. I'm in the process of painting. And boy, man, my body hurts from painting. I'm a little sore this morning, but it's cool. I'm here. I'm ready to do it. Let's do it.
Yeah, I'm sick of these do it yourself projects. I tried one yesterday. It didn't work out.
What did you try?
I was trying to fix my bathroom sink. The knob is broke. So I looked it up on YouTube. And I went and got everything. I went and got the wrenches, uh-huh, the screwdrivers, the little piece. And I put it in and it still didn't work. So I,
let me ask you this. Hmm? Did you watch, how many YouTube videos did you watch on it?
Three. I did. I watched three. And
I feel like when you're going on YouTube to learn how to do stuff, you have to watch a bunch of videos. And then take what you learn from each video,
yeah,
and then put it into your final process. But you got to watch a bunch of those videos.
Yeah, I think I was missing one piece or something. I don't know. Whatever it is, I called the folk. They're going to come fix it today.
Well,
I figured out I had more than one that was broke. There was one broke in my kid's bathroom, too. I didn't know it was broke in their bathroom. So I was like, I don't want to fix all these anyway. So I just called the people.
As soon as I finish this painting, which I'm done. I just need to do my trim, my baseboards.
Mm-hmm.
I need to repaint those, but as soon as I'm done, my next adventure is to swap out my faucets.
Yeah.
In my bathroom.
Yeah.
I'm gonna start swapping those out.
They're expensive too. I went to Lowe's the price because I was like, I'll just switch them out.
Oh no, you can't go to Lowe's.
Where you about to go to get the faucets at?
I gotta tell you.
That's where they build houses at, from Lowe's and Home Depot.
No.
It's called Lowe's and Home Depot for a reason.
That's why you're finding the more expensive ones. No.
I said they started. How much these faucets start at? $180.
No, Larry.
But I tell you what, we're just doing old school. We'll just turn the water on outside and sip out that faucet. I dig that.
No. But you can't go to Home Depot or Lowe's or anything, because those are the places that they expect you to go. There's some other places out here that definitely have them for cheaper prices.
Yeah, I might replace a bathtub too. I think that's next.
Oh, well, no, I ain't doing all that. I ain't gonna be replacing no bathtub.
Yeah, I was just thinking about doing that. So if anybody know how to do that, holler at me.
Do it. Had them do it, Larry. Don't do that. Don't replace the bathtub in your house.
Why not?
And this is gonna sound harsh, and I'm not meaning it to sound harsh.
Yeah.
But you struggled with the sink.
Oh, I'm not going to do it. Oh, no, I definitely ain't doing
it. Okay, that's what I was saying.
I was going to do it.
No, I said if somebody else knows how to do it. I was going to say, you don't do the bathtub. Oh, you struggle with the sink.
Nah, yeah. You already know.
Okay.
I really ain't got no business with no wrenches. That's not my forte. I love that kind of stuff. I love it, too. Not really, but all right. I'm Sorting Madhouse with this buddy. Y'all say what's up to the comedian, bye-bye.
I say good morning.
Concord.
Good morning.
Monroe.
Good morning.
What's up?
Good morning.
Shout out America.
Good morning.
What's up, Bert?
What's happening? Hey, Bert. Good morning, Jessica. Welcome.
Well, thank you.
Welcome by.
Thank you.
How you feeling this morning, homie?
I'm feeling good, man. Starting the week off right. It's Monday. We finna tear this week up, boy.
How was your weekend? I heard you had some shows or something.
Yeah, I had shows down in Greenville, South Carolina. And so who told me to tell you?
Put your mask on there.
I did when I was on stage. It's okay.
Let me scoot over.
Who told me to risk it again? Somebody told me to. Oh, Shaka's dude name. His name on Instagram is Shaka Zulu.
Yeah. Hey, Shaka.
He hit and me Zulu. Up. And he said, tell No Limit Larry, I'm a big dude. Okay. I don't know why he wanted me to tell you that.
Uh huh.
But, yeah.
Did you sell it out?
We sold out one of them. Of the three.
What's up? One of three. That's 33%.
Yeah.
That's about your number right there. 33 is a good number for you.
Hey, it didn't sell out as good for me.
Yeah, 33 is a good number. You know, you had 33 people in the album.
That's a lie. No, I sold out all of them at Scotty Pippen wore 33. It was one that was real close to sell out.
One that was a little close.
It was full. It won't sold out, though.
Yeah, but the venue on hell for the people, Jessica. That's the part he ain't telling you.
And we're on social distancing, so it's 20 people.
There was half capacity.
Which is 20. What's happening?
This is a real comedy club. So it's a lot of seats.
Oh, you talking about down in Greenville?
Yeah, the comedy
Greenville here hold about 100. So.
hold on. So the capacity, was the capacity 40 or 100?
That was the Albemarle. The capacity was 40.
Capacity is 200.
In Albemarle? Which one are we talking about?
Albemarle is 40.
Where did you go this weekend?
He went to Greenville this weekend.
Greenville, and what's the maximum capacity?
200. Half of that.
And half of that is 100. Yeah. And then you gotta count the staff. That's about.
No, hell no, they don't count. The staff don't count.
Perfect. Had 27 people in there.
I'm just trying to get your numbers right to make sure you got paid right, Bert.
Nope. I got my money right. Everything's good. We sold out one of the three. I'm just looking out for you.
How much was the sellout? How many people was the sellout?
100. We sold 100.
No, because you got to include staff.
No, the staff don't count as far as ticket numbers. The ticket numbers is 100.
Well, I love it, Burb. I love it, boy. You sell out. You keep selling out.
I hate y'all. I am selling out. I'm tearing these streets. I'm coming out.
Selling out is relative. I appreciate you, bro. Do your thing, big dog. Do your thing.
I hate everybody.
This morning, baby, we're going to start y'all with a little bit of inspiration. Shout out to them boys who dropped this inspirational song on Instagram. Check it out, man. Are you gonna play this for the inspiration? Yes. No, I mean, it's a piece of the inspiration. It's gonna get your morning started this morning. You know what I mean? It's like the cream to your coffee before we add the coffee.
All right.
Try Jesus, not me. Cause I throw hands.
Break it down, big dog.
Try Jesus.
Just in case.
Please don't try me.
Not try me.
Because I fight. What they say about getting slapped. But if you touch me or mine, we gon' have to scrap. So, try Jesus. Please don't try me, because I fight. I have no problem laying these hands.
Sounds so good, don't it?
Try Jesus.
Tell him again.
Don't try me.
Talk to him.
Because I throw hands. Try Jesus. Please don't try me. Cause
I fight.
What you say? Turn the other.
just don't sit right with me. So try Jesus, please don't try me. Cause I find I have no knees.
That ended. Today's inspiration power word of the morning is coming from Pastor R.J. Davis.
Don't laugh at that,
Burpee. Of Nature's Born Community Church. Try Jesus.
Good morning. This is Pastor R.J. Davis, and this is your moment of inspiration. A plant with deep roots doesn't get washed away during a storm. Similarly, a person with deep roots in God's love doesn't get tossed to and fro. We are established in God's love. And when the storms of life come, we won't be blown away because our roots are planted deep. The Bible tells us that we can know the surpassing greatness of God's love and nothing can separate us from it. God's love is unfailing, unchanging, and surpasses our understanding. And when our roots are deep and established, there is no end to the watering and strength we can receive from His incomparable love. If life seems overwhelming today, stand firm in the love of God that will not fail. I'm Pastor R.J. Davis, and this has been your moment of inspiration on Power 98.
God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, courage to change the things I can, and wisdom to know the difference.
Power 98 WPG, Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B. The Baby, Ryder Rich, Rockstar Remix, 610, 10 minutes after 6 o'clock. And, of course, y'all know what time it is. It's time to hit the hashtag. Hashtag M-H-Q-O-T-D, your madhouse question of the day.
Let's talk about who?
What?
Let's talk about. Let's talk about who?
What?
Let's talk about.
All right, Madhouse Nation. It is time for your Madhouse Question of the Day. You can always look it up by using the hashtag MHQOTD. Today, a lot of people are talking about it. They've been talking about it all weekend. Even Chris Brown responded to it. Who would win in a versus battle between Chris Brown and Usher? Now, Chris Brown said, look, the only person that I'm going to battle is Breezy. I'm not doing this. He says, I have enough. I could play my features alone and beat somebody. So he says, nah, he humbly declines participating in a versus battle.
Nah, Chris, you've been
so
called.
Who would you go up against?
You've been called to the mat, Chris. You got to come to the fight, baby. Come to the fight, Chris. And I'm going to say, humbly, you don't want to get your ass whooped. Because Usher would mollywop you, Chris Brown. Mollywop. Mollywop. 20 songs, hit for hit. I think it'll be close. But I think Usher going to get him. I'm rolling with Usher all day. You know what I mean? U-S-H-E-R. Yeah, all right. Y'all go ahead. Y'all got the rest.
Yeah, it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. It's Chris Brown all day. Like you said, his features alone. He can play his features
Name him. And
go with it. It's Chris Brown.
Name him.
20 songs from Chris Brown, 20 songs from Usher. I think it's going to be much closer than people think.
Oh, I think it'll be close.
Yeah.
I think it'll be close.
Super close.
But Usher's going to throw one of those in there and she's going to be like... Where did this come from, Usher?
Nah, Usher got my 35 hits.
Usher can play Confessions alone. And this will be close. But Chris Brown got a lot of songs. I don't know if he has as many big hits as Usher. I don't think he has bigger hits than Usher. So I'm going to go Usher.
Catalog the years that
he has a Usher's lot
been out
of
there
songs.
Too, though. And they both started around the same age. Usher got the bigger hits too, though, like you said.
Usher has bigger hits than Chris Brown. They both have a lot of hits. Usher got the bigger one.
Yeah.
So as far as impact, when you hear that song come on during the versus battle, you just like, ooh, okay. Yeah. As far as impact, yeah, I think Usher gonna take him down.
Well, who you got, nosy neighbors? Hit us up. You can hit me on my Instagram page at Hey Miss Jessica, at I Am Nola Milleri, at I Am Burpee, or leave it on our voicemail, 704-227-8780. Who's going to win in a versus battle between Usher and Breezy?
It's never too early to turn up.
Nah, man.
If they love me or they hate me, it don't make no difference.
Turn it to the max with Nola Milleri in the morning, man.
It's
It's the Nosy Neighbor News. Quickie.
Y'all nosy.
Man, these folks got to hit his shit. No cap.
Well, after 20 years, Oprah Winfrey's O Magazine will be coming to an end with their December 2020 issue. O, the Oprah Winfrey Magazine, was founded by Oprah and Hearst Communications. Now, Hearst has recently come under some fire after a New York Times article reported employees describing the work environment as toxic. They also described sexually offensive remarks made by former President Troy Young, who resigned last week. Oprah has not confirmed that report. I know my mama is going to be very, very disappointed about this Oprah magazine going away. She loves that magazine. Do you all still get magazines in print form?
Yeah, that's no. I do. Tasha gets some stuff to the house, but yeah, we can still get magazines. I worry.
Do you specifically get a magazine?
No,
there's no magazines.
East Bay.
But that's not a subscription.
East Bay.
I mean, talking about one that you actually pay for.
No.
No?
No.
Bro, you don't have one?
No, not at all.
Really?
Not at all. No, not at all.
We have one. I get Essence. I get Essence, and the guy gets Sports Illustrated. Mm. Yeah. So we still do.
Shout out to Sports Illustrated.
We still do. Yeah, the swimsuit edition came the other day.
Yay!
It's right in the trash can. I'm Miss Jessica the Girl Next Door.
Hater, man.
Nosy Neighbor News.
How you gonna be?
I wanna know what it is Quick is trying to say.
That's your Nosy Neighbor News.
Wiggy!
I hope he throw your Essence magazine away.
Take Power 98 everywhere with our new mobile app from your app store.
Follow me.
Be sure to follow us on all social media at Power 98 FM.
Shout out to everybody got their fatigues ready. National No Limit Day this Wednesday. No Limit Soldier Day this Wednesday, man. Going down, you know, the docuseries jumps off on BET this Wednesday night. It's going to be dope. 5-part series. And then right after P, it's going to be DMX, I believe, is right after P's 5-part docuseries. This is dope. What BET is doing for the culture. Speaking of doing something for the culture, you know what we got? We got Game Show Monday. If you want to play Game Show Monday, call us right now, 570-WPEG. Tell them how it works, Murphy.
Well, you call up here, we don't know what game you're playing until you do what?
Spin that wheel!
Once you spin that wheel, it'll let you know what game we're playing, and then we're going to go for now.
There it is. Hit us up, 570-WPEG or 1-800-525-0098. It's Pot 98. Rod Wade, Girl of My Dream. Sing to him, Rod.
Madhouse Nation, y'all know what time it is. It's Game Show Monday with Larry, Jessica, and Burke. It's the Madhouse. Tap in right now, 570-WPEG.
Pot 98, WPEG, good morning. Who this is?
This Keys on Keys.
We about to play Game Show Monday. All I need you to do is say, spin that wheel.
Spin that wheel.
You've selected.
Finish the lyric.
All right. You got to finish the lyrics, big dog. What we're going to do
is.
Oh,
Lord.
We're going to drop a popular song. And when
what kind of song?
A popular. We're going to drop a popular song. You know what I mean? Popular. We're going to drop a popular song. And when it stops, you got to finish it up, all right?
All right.
You ready?
Yeah.
Here we go, big dog.
Ain't no game off in this thing. We be deep off in your party. Crime on the get it started. And we be the hardest. So if a come and run, they mad just like a punch him dead up in his nose. Stop this down to the flow.
Nucking, we bugging and ready to fight. I forgot the rest of the lyrics.
Nice.
Damn.
Who's that in the background? Put them on the phone.
Hello?
You ready? We gonna drop.
Oh, yeah. Sis know that.
We gonna drop it for you. You finish it up, all right?
All right.
There we go.
Ain't no game off in this thing. We be deep off in your party. Climb up, get it started. And we be the hardest. So if a come and run, they mad just like a punch them dead up in his nose. Stop this down to the flow.
Yeah, we knocking and bucking and ready to fight. I bet you I'ma throw them faces if it ain't something nice, something song.
Whoa.
I got both of it.
You got it, baby. I'm gonna get it.
Did she say, cause it ain't nothing nice?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Y'all got hey, we saw that thing. That's my song.
We got it. We got it. Teamwork make the dream work. Y'all go ahead and get them 5 shout outs together now.
She get 3 of them now.
Oh, boy, go ahead.
All right, I want to give a shout out to my man, Honey Keys, this John, his mama, Sabrina, and a shout out to everybody out there. Hold your head up.
And give a shout out to your favorite radio station.
Power 90.
No Limit Larry, the Morning Madhouse, Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B. You know, about this time we let folks shine. You know, somebody's doing something good in your life. You know, somebody out there thriving in the community. Somebody showing up for other people. Give them their flowers while they can still smell them. You know what we say, man. Your kid's doing well. Your mama doing well. Shout out to your daddy!
Shining from a mile. Queen City put the shine on the crown. Hey, shout out everybody out here bossing. Huh. You know we gotta shine, big flossing. Yeah. Hey, I wanna send a shout out to my people out here handling the business. Real. I'ma tell the whole city that you. My girls and my fellas, you love them, then tell them. Make sure they get the flowers while they can still smell them. Shine.
Power 98 WPEG, you got somebody you wanna let shine?
Yes, I do, Burpee. How you doing this morning?
I'm doing wonderful. How you doing, Nikki the Boss Jones?
I'm doing great. I gotta let Meezy shine, for real. He hooked me up with Tori about these houses. She is doing her thing. So I gotta give a big shout out to Meezy and Tori. Hey!
Hey!
Hey! Hey. And shout out to you too, Nikki, for, you know, anybody out there doing this time, man, making use of this time and purchasing property, man, shout out to y'all. So shout out to you too, Nikki, for doing your thing. All right, good morning. You got somebody you want to let shine, big dog?
Shout out to the MCGM, Mike Gray, girls team. They went down, you know what I mean? They went down to South Carolina, down to Columbia, and won the tournament this weekend. So, you know, big shout out to the Mike Gray girls. Down in Gas Tony. Matter of fact, they down in the Gas, huh?
Man, I want to let my big homie Bugsy, a.k.a. Darius McGinnis, a.k.a. Touche, little brother. He got Team Charlotte out there representing 10-0 right now. 4-0 in the tournament in Rock Hill. Shout out to him, and they went down there and put the smackdown on them South Carolina boys down there in the Rock. And everybody in the tournament, man. So shout out to Team Charlotte, 15 and under team, 15 U team. And my boy, Darius, a.k.a. Bugsy. Go on and let him shine. And you know we got to let Touche shine. We always got to let Touche shine.
Just because he called and sang the song, Frank.
Jeff McGinnis, what up, big dog of Team Charlotte? And shout out to all my folk from Morris Jenkins, man. They took care of your boy. And everybody that came to the house, you know what they said, Burp?
What?
When they got ready to leave.
What?
Shout out to your daddy! So that's my man Dennis and the staff. And, of course, our boy Dewey, a.k.a. Mr. Jenkins. Mr. Jenkins said,
Mr. Jenkins, we need to
I'm sorry, what?
I need to talk to Miss Man.
I'm about to go get a job at Morris Jenkins to pay for this. What's up, Mr. Jenkins? Shout out to the whole staff over there, though, man. Miss Jessica's on the way with your nose today, but news dropping right around 7:24.
The morning turn up is real.
Okay.
Wake your ass up with No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse in the morning on Power 98.
News quickie.
Y'all nosy.
Man, these folks got hit his no cap.
All right, your nosy neighbor news is up next. Let's see. Lou Williams of the NBA is under investigation. Find out what's going on with him and what he had to say about that. Biz Markie, I got an update on him. And Kanye is back on Twitter. What did he say this time?
He said, I'm sorry, guys. I was off my meds.
He probably said Jesus was a woman.
Oh, God. Now, Kanye don't play with God. Now, Purple, you took it too far.
He said Harry Tubman didn't free slaves.
But
he never
said nothing about no Jesus.
Why wouldn't he say Jesus was a woman?
And what's wrong Tubman with Jesus being a woman?
Nothing. I'm just saying he said that to make everybody, Jesus wasn't no man. He would just dip.
Oh, Lord,
have mercy. She never said nothing.
All right, well, Kanye, find out what Kanye said coming up in the Nosy Neighbor News next.
I want to know what it is Quick is trying to fight.
That's your Nosy Neighbor News.
Those stories and more coming your way right after music from Jack Harlow. It's What's Poppin', the remix here on Charlotte's Plug.
Back with the remix. These boys are my sons like Phoenix. My city and state never ever seen this. Jimmy Neutron, I'm a young boy genius. On a futon, I'ma give it that pit. When it's done, I'ma fill up arenas. Ooh, like Gilbert Arenas. Shoot my shot, I'm still with the demons. Ooh, I keep it thorough. I got 5 chicks in New York, that means 1 in each borough. I'm in the pocket like Burrow. When I'm back home, no, they treat me like Robert De Niro. Took her to Taco Bell, bought her a churl. Took her home, gave her a cinnamon swirl. I left it in, now I got a 1 euro. Zeros on zeros on zeros. That's what my bank account balance say. I got a check from a shoe company, now I do anything. A New Balance say, I bought her a plane ticket out of state. I got me a shorty from Runaway, said I'm in town today. She said she coming over and she down to stay. I got a hit, she been playing that so when she pull up on me, I know what she about to say. What's poppin'? Brand new whip, just hopped in. I got options, I can pass that like Stockton. Just joshing, I'm spending this holiday locked in. My body got rid of them toxins. Sports in the top 10.
Calling my b, tell her bring me that noggin. Brain real good, she a scholar. I like a thing with low mileage, good brain with no college. Call me the baby, no Tyler. I'm real creative and stylish. F in my denim. I send a hit, make them spin them. And I just flew back from LA on the jet. Yesterday I go back and forth like I play tennis. I fuck with your hoe, yeah, I feel for it. Still on the billboard, the number one song in UK. And now they got so fucking rich, all these on my. I said, don't give a fuck what you say. She eat it like a Pac-Man. Whooping eat it like I'm Batman. I just put up in the Batmobile. The reason I ain't fucking with the rap, cause they cap, and they raps ain't real. Believe me, you wanna keep your life and take it easy. I'm rocking. Water diamonds need a squeegee. Water down, they drink a Fiji. My whip is orange and brown like I'm in Cleveland. My bitch is mellow yellow like a soda. These title tellers, I'm a soldier. Hey, somebody tell them that it's over. You know it's baby.
What's poppin'? Brand new whip, just hopped in. I got options, I can pass it. Like
I'm gonna scatter and I caught her. I'm out here with somebody's daughter. She calling me daddy, I'm somebody's father. I gotta go diss it, I when I go kiss it. I put my lips on it like somebody watered it. A diamond, a glacier, a card in a wallet. She put up the fuck me, but nobody caught her. She told me that she wasn't feeling my music. I fuck her. She told me it's nobody harder. And I'm with the G-Ski, I need that shit for the free ski. We are not buying no pussy, you selling on P-Street. It's so much work on my celly, I had to go tell all my bitches email it to reach me. All in my DM, I follow your BM. She played with the crow ski. We used to fuck on the low ski. She used to lie in my bed and go lie to your face and say I'm just a broski. You knows me, you ain't believe it. You wanted to toast me. I had it standing as long as a ruler in case you was cooling and wanna approach me. Dropped the Bentayga, came back in the Cullen and she want. Now when that tongue get stuck in so deep that she cough up a lung again. 5-star bitches, they on the run again, running in diamonds. They illuminating the way that I just put so many pennies on the watch and I don't never got a stun again. Latour.
What's poppin'?
Canada.
Brand new whip, just hopped in. I got options, I can pass that like Stockton. Just joshing, I'm spending this holiday locked in. My body got rid of them toxins. Sports in the top 10.
What's brackin'? Whoa. Brand new whip, new mansion. Brand new tips, new dances. Same old magnums. Same old shit, new maggots. Same old throne, new dragons. Same old strong, new ashes. I can pass that back like magic. Yeah, I ain't capping, I'm lit, I'm active. Yeah, like 5 and 5 like Paxton. Yeah, I'm drowning this milk like Applejack. I sell a bell, put tax on that. Look, slamming that pop, that slap and slap. Yeah, bum press roll, that's black on black. Yeah, 99 problems, the chain one. Yeah, numbers don't lie, it's the aftermath. Yeah, what's poppin'? Poppin'. Brand new phone, just dropped it. I got options. I bust down a couple Apple Watches, hello. I can put the ball in the end zone, put a bad batch in the friend zone. Ooh, ooh, I'ma bust all in the skin tone. I be matched up as Ken Jeong. Ooh, ooh, dark hair father like she go. I like I'm blind like me though. Although I'm dying called Leon, I was still slide like Neo. Keep all around my pre-roll. New Orleans nigga, I'm Creole. She say, babe, does that hurt when I do? I just bad not for your T-ho.
What's poppin'? Brand new.
What the hell is going on here?
What's going on, nosy neighbors? Miss Jessica, the girl next door, here with your nosy neighbor news from Monday, July 27th. Almost 3 months after the birth of their son, Meek Mill and Milano are calling it quits. He made the announcement via Twitter saying, me and Milano decided to remain friends and build our child as separate parents. We still have mad love for each other, but we both came to an understanding. He took the post and posted it on his Instagram page and then captioned it, no fallout either, just moving forward, still love. Now, Meek followed up the tweet with another tweet, and this one is the one that's raising eyebrows. He said, I made a lot of paper last year. Everything got different with a lot of people. I helped, so I gotta reevaluate myself. Okay. Kanye West took to Twitter to apologize to his wife, Kim Kardashian West. He was sort of right, Larry. He says, he discussed personal moments as well as made infidelity accusations towards her in the tweets that he has since deleted. He wrote, I would like to apologize to my wife, Kim, for going public with something that was a private matter. I did not cover her like she has covered me. To Kim, I want to say, I know I hurt you. Please forgive me. Thank you for always being there for me. Lou Williams is under investigation. The NBA granted him permission to leave the bubble to attend the funeral of his friend's father. That's it. That's the only place he was supposed to go. But it looks like he made a detour. Jack Harlow posted a now deleted picture on Instagram from Atlanta's Magic City Strip Club. Oh,
my goodness.
It shows Williams with a mask on his face and a drink in his hand. Now the NBA is trying to figure out where else did Lou go. All right. That's going to determine how long they're going to put him under quarantine. His quarantine time right now is 4 days, leading him to miss out on 2 seating games and $150,000 of his salary. Lou is saying, I wasn't partying. Magic City has really, really good chicken wings.
I'm sick of him.
Said he just wanted to get something to eat, y'all. Yeah. They have really, really good
chicken. I kind of understand that, because Onyx.
Yeah.
And one of his teammates actually came to his defense and said, yeah, they really do have really good chicken.
Okay. All right, guys. Okay.
Just letting y'all know. Biz Markie, he's been in a Maryland hospital for weeks for an illness that is not the coronavirus. Word is his type 2 diabetes triggered the hospital stay. According to his people, the rapper is receiving the best care from an amazing team of medical professionals, and we remain positive about his outcome. In 2014, Biz Markie lost 104 pounds in an effort to get his diabetes under control. Prayers up for him that he will get well soon. Happy birthday to Winnie Harlow, Young Dolph, Dr. Jackie, and if we haven't canceled him, Tory Lanez is his birthday too. I miss Justin.
He canceled to me, Justin.
Yeah, he canceled. He out of there.
I'm not sure.
He out of there. You shoot a female, you canceled.
I wasn't sure, so if you haven't canceled him, it's his birthday today. If you have, just forget it. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That's your nosy neighbor news.
Jessica. All right, man. Y'all know what time it is. It's time for the hottest hashtag on Instagram. You already know what it is, big dog. Hashtag Larry May.
Woke up this morning with something on his mind. Larry is mad. Now let's see why.
I'm mad. Are you mad, man? Are we mad,
Okay, big dog, hashtag Larry Man. You know how we do it. It's been brought to you by Chill Wine, baby. What's your favorite place to enjoy Chill Wine this summer? Take the online quiz right now at power98fm.com, and you'll be entered to win one of 4 $75 Chill Wine gift cards with plenty of summer remaining. You can use it to make sure you have lots of ice cold Chill Wine. Chill Wine, uniquely Southern. All right, hashtag Larry Mad. Today, Larry is mad at all these private conversations. What I mean by private conversations, I was sent this video over the weekend of something that transpired in the gas house. You know, they've been protesting an ice cream spot down in the gas house. So the video is behind these two gentlemen. And one guy who is a Caucasian male is talking about his African-American friend who is speaking to the group. But the boy's daddy tell him, hey, don't talk to him. He's our enemy. Don't talk to him. But the man, he didn't address the dude that was talking. He said it privately to his son. So I said, you know what? Hashtag Larry is mad at all these private conversations, because not only does it apply to that, it also applies to these people that be sending these emails, that be sending these DMs and want to talk about the Black Lives Matter movement. You want to talk about racism don't exist. You don't want to speak on it in public. You want to have a private conversation. To the young Caucasian man that sent me 35 DMs over the weekend talking about, you know, why y'all discuss Why do y'all discuss racism on air? Why do y'all talk about the Black Lives Matter movement? Why y'all talk about this and that when it relates to race? Everybody loves everybody. And I agree with the lady. This is what he said. I agree. This is exactly what he said in a private conversation. He didn't want to post it on my public page. He wanted to have a private conversation. See, that's what's wrong. Y'all don't want to have these public conversations. And he said, I remember a lady called a couple months ago and she said that black people are not a no more. He said, I agree with her. Oh, all right. Man. So, Mr. Steve, his name is Steve for real. Really? His name is Steve for real. Now, Mr. Steve, who sent me this private and want to have this private conversation, I'm going to say this publicly. Y'all always talking about, because he also said this in his DM. He said, well, y'all black folk, y'all always screaming Black Lives Matter, but y'all, this is what he said. Y'all black folks, y'all always screaming Black Lives Matter, but y'all are killing each other at a tremendous rate in your own neighborhood. This is true, sir. We know that we have a problem when it relates to violence in our community. We know that. We accept that. Miss Jessica always talk about holding yourself accountable and being accountable.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Know that, but let me explain something to you, sir. When we talk about the Black Lives Matter movement as it relates to police brutality, that is a whole nother problem, sir. It's like having cancer and AIDS at the same time in your body. Cancer will kill you and AIDS will kill you, but they are two different problems that you can have at the same damn time in your body. You don't use what you use to treat cancer to treat AIDS. It's two different things. It is the same type formula as it relates to the Black Lives Matter movement against police brutality and as it relates to crime in our community. Yes, they are both problems within our body, which is our body is the African American community. So there are problems in our body. However, they are two different problems that we must address differently, sir. So if you can't understand that, sir, then you can't understand English. Hashtag Larry Man, stop having all these damn private conversations. Let's talk about this in the public eye.
Sometimes I have them thoughts.
Okay.
Sometimes I have them thoughts.
Larry and Jessica, there was a video that went viral over the weekend. No. There was a video that went viral over the weekend. And to me, it pretty much summed up what 2020 is. When you got something planned out and you want it to go one way, boom, it blow up in your damn face. Did y'all see that woman trying to blow up that truck?
You know she was on hashtag Larry Mad last week.
Oh, my gosh. Listen, first of all, have you seen her mugshot? They arrested her. They got her. They arrested her.
Her real mugshot, too.
Yes. And the top half of her face is completely burnt off. She took her eyebrows off. That explosion took her eyebrows off, took her makeup off, took the front part of her hairline off. She looked just as surprised as she did when she found out her man was cheating. That's how you know somebody was cheating. Because that's the only reason you're going to blow up somebody's Jeep if you try and go. Larry, this lady, I'm sorry, y'all. I'm sorry. I try not to do it as much anymore, Jessica, but this one, it took me back. It reeled me back. Women, stop, fellas, stop giving good sex to crazy women. You gotta stop doing it. Stop. This is the result of good sex on a crazy woman. Jessica, you can't look at me like that and disagree. You can't disagree with me on this one.
Can't disagree, Jessica.
You cannot disagree on this one.
Or men could just stop cheating. The man could not.
The other options are a thin line between love and hate. She could have just watched that movie before she went and tried to blow that man's truck up. She could have just went and read about Lorena Bobbitt and the biography she put out. I don't know what happened with Lakeisha or whatever her name is, but ma'am, this is the... Huh?
Burnt face.
Two-Face. That's her name. She is the newest villain in the Marvel movie. The way her face looked. I'm sorry, ladies, calm down, fellas. Everybody, let's just come together right now. Black Lives Matter is what we focus on. Y'all stop doing all this stupid stuff, trying to burn up trucks and people and killing yourself, because that's what she almost did.
And those were Burpee's thoughts. Think about it!
What you thought?
It's the Nosy Neighbor News, quickie.
Y'all nosy.
Man, these folks got to hit his No cap.
All right, nosy neighbors, it is 8:23, time for another Nosy Neighbor News Quickie. The NBA players in the bubble are getting a special treat. Former First Lady Michelle Obama will address them about the importance of voting. Now, players are very vocal about their time in the bubble, meaning something more than just basketball. Many do not even talk about basketball during their media time and focus on social justice for Breonna Taylor, among other important issues. Players have also agreed to $300 million going to social justice issues, and they get an opportunity to determine where that money goes. So shout out to them. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That is your Nosy Neighbor News Quickie.
I want to know what it is Quick is trying to say.
That's your Nosy Neighbor News
Quickie.
Earlier you did a story on Lou Williams and being in Magic City. So last week I was talking to Purpy about this. I said, do you think they need to add a strip club to the bubble, because they're talking about adding a barbershop? Well, I don't know if they did add the barbershop to the bubble.
They did add a barbershop.
So do you think they should add a strip club to the bubble?
Should they add a strip club to the bubble?
Yeah, I mean, because, you know, a lot of these guys, you see, Lou got out. He went free.
He said he wanted some chicken wings.
Yeah, right. They got food in the bubble. They got food in the bubble.
And a KFC for Lou.
No, they got food in the bubble. But I'm saying this was a real, they said this is one of the things they had put on the table about adding a strip club to the bubble. This way they could go, they don't got to go outside. You know, you could quarantine the exotic dancers with them. And put them in there and see what happens.
Nah.
Hell no. Mm-hmm. Because the dancers would have to be quarantined in the bubble too?
Yeah.
No.
It's a lot of married men in there.
Yeah.
And it's a lot of unmarried men in there
that
too, as well.
A tragedy waiting
but
to happen.
You could create, like, this is Orlando we're talking about. You can build anything inside of this bubble that they're in. All you need is a space. A couple poles, and then you monitor it.
I know how they build a strip club in a bubble, Larry.
I'm just saying. So why they can mandate it? They can mandate it. Aww. You can't go in there if you such and such. They can mandate it and put rules on it.
That you can. What's the such and such? Tell me what a such and such.
If
you're
married and your wife don't know, you ain't got no business in there. How about that?
And your wife don't know what?
That you going in the strip club. Since y'all said it's married men and that, you said.
Build a movie theater in there if they want some
entertainment. Now, you can watch movies on your phone.
Build a movie. Nah. You know what else they can watch on their phone? Porn.
Strippers.
Strippers.
It's not the same.
Let them go do that.
I think they should put a strip club in the bubble.
No.
If you got a barbershop, and you see,
barbershop for guys.
And for grooming.
Is somewhat of a necessity.
So is a strip club.
No, Larry. It's not.
I think so.
Every dog has his day, man.
You get better basketball.
Every dog.
You better call with the good hair.
Baby, I love you.
All right.
All right, welcome to Miss Jessica's Doghouse Courtroom. Today's case is sort of different. It actually has three people in it. We got to determine who it is that's guilty. The letter says, I got a case for you. One of my old coworkers is a super dope handyman. I mean, he can do anything, but that isn't his job. He doesn't even tell people that he can do it. I found out about it because one day I mentioned that I needed a hole in my living room fixed, and he told me that he could fix it. Now he is my go-to guy. I've lost my place in my letter. My bad. I got a double space. Here's the thing.
Double space help.
Here's the thing. Ever since he started helping me, his wife has been acting funny. I asked him about it, and he says she doesn't like the fact that I come over there to fix stuff, but I told her she needed to calm down because she's tripping. I don't want to interfere with their marriage, but I need my stuff fixed in my house, and I always pay him. As a matter of fact, I need my door fixed right now. Would it be wrong of me to call him and ask him to come fix the door? Or is he guilty for what he is saying about the situation? Or is the wife guilty because of what she's doing in the situation?
Man, if you don't sit, yo.
How do you handle this one? Who is guilty in this situation?
This is easy.
We get to talk now?
No, y'all know the rules.
We can't talk yet?
Y'all know the rules in this case. Come on now. 570-WPEG. Nosy neighbors, get on the line. Let us know how this young lady should handle this case and who is guilty.
Start the whip. Turn up the radio. Your morning is lit.
Give me that
with No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse on Power 98.
I'm a dog. Every dog has his day, man. Every dog.
You better call with the good hair.
Baby. I love you.
All right.
Welcome back to Ms. Jessica's Doghouse Courtroom. Today we got a case. There's a woman who has a coworker, an old coworker, who does things. He's like a handyman, but that's not his job. He just does it for fun. So she calls him when she needs things fixed around the house. She always pays him, but he told her his wife doesn't really like the fact that he comes over there. She's like, hey, look, I'm not trying to mess up your marriage. He said to her, don't worry about it. She just tripping. She'll get over it. So she wants to know, would it be wrong for her to continue to use him as her handyman, even though that is not his job and his wife has a problem with it? Who's wrong in this situation? Is it the wife that's tripping? Is it the handyman for not, you know, going with what his wife says? Or is it her for thinking about continuing to call him to do some things around the house? 570-WPEG. Who is guilty?
I'm a dog. Every dog has his day, man. Every dog.
You better call with the good hair.
Baby, I love you.
All right, we are back in Miss Jessica's Doghouse Courtroom. Here is today's case. It says, Dear Judge Jess, I got a case for you. One of my old coworkers is a super dope handyman. I mean, he can do anything, but that isn't his job. He doesn't even tell people about it. The only way that I found out is because one day I mentioned I needed a hole fixed in my living room, and he told me that he could fix it. So now he is my go-to guy. Here's the thing. Ever since he started helping me, his wife has been acting funny. I asked him about it, and he said she doesn't like the fact that I come over here to fix stuff. But I told her she needed to calm down and that she was tripping. I don't want to interfere with their marriage, and I always pay him. And right now, I need my door fixed. So would I be wrong to call him and ask him to come and fix it? So who's guilty in this situation? Is it her for continuing to call this dude? Is it the wife for tripping? Or, according to the husband, or is the husband for not defending his wife? Who is it that's guilty in this situation? Power 98, good morning. Who is guilty in this case?
I think that it's the husband, because that's his relationship. That's his problem, and his communication needs to be there with his wife. Like, it really has nothing to do with the lady he's servicing, because I mean, she's just getting a service, so it's really up to him. He needs to settle the situation, not her.
I'm on my Facebook and my Instagram at the same damn time. Charlotte's Finest, he said the female is wrong. The one who wants the service. She wants the man to handle everything, and she wants him to put his screwdriver in her socket.
Why? Really? Why we gotta do all that?
That's what, hey.
This woman just said she need her door fixed, and she paying for it. Come on now.
All right, the real McCoy 40 said he's a handyman who fixed stuff. Why would the wife be messing with their money? Let the man make his money. The wife is wrong. Trey Perry says the husband, and my boy Sam Mack said the husband is wrong too. Said he over there laying it down. He laying more than wood.
Let's see. Solo Kennedy says the wife is wrong in this situation. Let that man make his money. Thoughtfulness says the wife.
Jarvis says she might be tripping, but she might have a reason for her insecurities. He better let that go. He better let that gig go and take care of home before Jody be in his house.
Isabella Francisco says she needs to stop asking that man to fix stuff for her because it's causing confusion. Let's see. Aquarian Essence says she needs to find someone else to fix her door. So the woman is wrong. E-Code Bully says, seems like wifey is doing her thing on the side, and that's why she's stripping. Wait, y'all just making up stuff now. You just making up
stuff. Hey, that's their opinion. The bad lesbian says, the husband is wrong. Make things clear from the jump. And, I don't know. That's what, I'm just reading the comments.
I know, but what is he not making clear?
The husband?
Yeah.
What? I guess for that person, I would think that telling his wife, look, this is nothing more than me going to work. When she says, make it clear.
Yeah.
The word is comfortable. Yeah. Try to make your wife comfortable with the situation.
Kevin said, man, yo, the wife wrong all the way. Demiz, the Bonita the Fox said, if he respects his marriage, then he is wrong because out of respect for his wife, he should decline it.
Turn it down.
No, Greg Bailey said the husband need to fall back. That will solve all of it. $50 ain't worth the drama. Yeah. All right, how do they tap in on this?
Give us a call, 570-WPEG. You can determine who is guilty in this
play
case.
That man's craft.
Is it the wife? Order in my courtroom.
$50 for that man.
Order in my courtroom.
I'm sorry, Judge.
Greg be taking all them pictures
order
of the women.
Order in my courtroom. 570-WPEG.
You might be talking to 100, though.
Get up. Just shut up.
Start the whip. Turn up the radio. Your morning is lit.
Give me that.
With No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse on Power 98.
From the
I'm a dog. Every dog has his day, man. Every dog.
You better call with the good help.
Baby. I love you.
All right.
Welcome back to Ms. Jessica's Doghouse Courtroom. We got a good case in here today. This one is about a woman who has an old coworker who also is a handyman. However, that's not his job. He doesn't even tell people that he does. She found out in the conversation. So she started using him as her handyman. And she's like, he does really, really good work. But his wife started acting funny. She asked him about it. He was like, yo, my wife don't like the fact that I come over there. But I told her, calm down. She tripping. And, you know, that's just what it is. She says, look, I'm not trying to break up no happy household. I always pay him. And right now she needs her door fixed. So she's like, would it be wrong of me if I called him and asked him to come fix my door? But we want to know who's guilty in this situation. Is it the wife? Is it the husband? Or is it this woman? Who is guilty? Power 98, good morning. Power 98, good morning. Who is guilty in this case?
I just say give the wife the money and she won't have any issues. She'll be buying him tools going, go fix this, go fix that so she can have more money.
Thank you very much.
She got lights in the house, though.
Can I ask a question?
I would like to ask a question first, seeing as I'm the judge and this is my courtroom.
Go ahead.
Because she did not answer the question, who is guilty in this case?
I don't think anybody's guilty. I just think it's a man fixing some things, and the wife is insecure, but probably just tripping because she's not getting the money.
Well, I'm going to let Larry ask his question, but you're not playing the game right. But go ahead, Larry.
So I got a question. Ma'am, are you Caucasian?
I am.
See, that worked for white women. For black women, I don't give a damn if you bring all the money home. They still gonna be mad.
Yeah.
Oh, goodness.
Where's the lie?
She got lights on at the house, though.
And she's still fussing.
That's giving her money.
And she's still fussing. Thank you, baby. I appreciate it.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you. Have a great day. Bye.
All right. Because y'all do this every week. Don't let me get my case out. You don't let me talk to my jurors before y'all start offering up your opinions. Go ahead, Larry. You got on it?
Everybody's guilty, but I'm going to tell y'all who the most guilty and who I'm riding with. So the wife is guilty for her insecurity, and you know this man is making money off of this. If he's showing you that he's making the money, you're definitely guilty. The lady who's getting her stuff fixed, it's a billion handyman out there. Hey, Siri, find a handyman. I found this on the web. She'll find all the handyman and you know you're causing a problem because you said My door is broken right now. Should I call him? You are contemplating this. Before, you were just calling. You wasn't even thinking about it. So you already know it's a problem. But the husband is the most guilty. Because, number one, you are the one who took that vow, sir. You are the one who stood before God and all of creation and all your friends and made them buy them tuxedos and everything and made them spend all this damn money. So, therefore, you are the most responsible person in this situation. One reason, because that's one reason, because you took the vow. Second, because your dumbass is out here pillow talking. And everybody know you keep people out your marriage. The more people you bring into your marriage, the more problems you bring in. You told this woman that your wife has a problem with it. Had you not conveyed that to this woman, she would have never knew. And everything would have been smooth sailing and you could have kept getting your money. You deal with your wife in the confines of your household. Don't you bring that out here in the public eye, being August Alsina. Stop pillow talking. You guilty, husband.
Thank you. Hold it. Stop it.
Oh, it ain't my turn yet?
No. Thank you, Larry. Next time, speak with to the judge with a little bit more respect. I'm a little aggressive.
Okay.
All right, bro.
Larry, get your finger ready.
Okay.
No. Ain't no fingers in this courtroom.
Hit my hotkey.
Which one?
Shut your dumb ass up.
Oh, okay.
Shut your dumb ass up. This is for the wife. Woman, if you don't sit down and take this money, I don't understand what the problem is. I get it. You don't like it. But just because you don't like something doesn't mean that there's a problem in every instance. You got to pick and choose your battles. You don't have to make everything a confrontation. This man is clearly just going over there, fixing stuff, and bringing his ass back home. From what the letter says, I'm going strictly off the letter. I ain't assuming nothing. I ain't saying nothing else. This woman, this literally tells you both sides of how a woman thinks. The woman who wants her stuff fixed, oh my God, I don't want to mess up nobody's relationship, but I need my door fixed. The wife, she's like, I hate cute girls. Don't go over there just because she's cute. You need to come home because you might do something. Hypotheticals is not a real situation. The wife is guilty.
I'm going to offer this up.
Can I speak, hold on.
I normally don't do this, but I'm going to offer this up. And the only reason that I'm saying this is because when you become one and you are in a union, you never go against your significant other to just outsiders. This man was 100% wrong for saying to another woman, she tripping and like, nah, you don't do that. You don't do that. And like Larry said, man, you didn't even have to say that. And he's the one person out of this whole situation. He's the one person that can shut this whole thing down just by just stopping it. So you don't go against your wife in public like that, man. You keep that stuff behind doors.
He might be a convict.
Wrong.
He might have just got out of jail.
That's dead wrong
job
for
yet.
You to say to another woman.
I have another point, Judge.
Okay, go ahead.
This is not even attorney. What you do for a profession. She said this is not what he does. This is his side hustle.
He just got out of jail.
Unfortunately, like Larry, even though I did offer up my opinion this week, we're still losing. According to the jurors, the wife is guilty in this situation. It's the wife.
Send her ass to jail then.
The verdict came down. You are guilty. So you will remain in the doghouse.
Case
closed.
Too many dogs in there.
Your bailiff put all them dogs in there.
Too many
dogs. Tell your bailiff to calm the dogs down.
If you have a case and you wanted her to Miss Jessica's Doghouse courtroom, it could be about your loved one, a family member, friend, whatever it is, we're gonna get you some help with it. Send it on over morningmadhouse@gmail.com. Madhouse has two D's. You can remain anonymous.
This is WPEG Concord, Charlotte, Gastonia, Rock Hill.
Way more fresher.
Charlotte's number one for hip hop and R&B.
All day, every day.
And you're home for No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. Every morning.
Here on Power 98.
Yes, sir. Y'all know what time it is now. It's time to play everybody's favorite game show. It's time to play everybody's favorite game show. Are you
black smart?
Yep. Come on and put your black card on the line. Your hood black card. If you win today, you got them 5 shout outs. If you lose, it will be black card number 43 that we have taken during the pandemic. 570-WPEG. Let's play 1-800-525-0009. It's time to play everybody's favorite game show. Are you
Black Smart?
Power 98 WPG, good morning.
Good morning.
What up with it?
This Trail.
Trail, what up, Trail?
Hey, Trail.
What's going on?
Where you calling from, Ben Homie?
Gastonia.
Gas House Representative Trail. We're going to play Black Smart. We're going to give you three questions. If you get two of the three questions correct, you win. You are Black Smart. However, Trail, if you do not, we need that hood, black card, all right?
What? All right, I got you.
All right, I'm going to kick it off for you this morning, all right?
All right.
It was a group called Crime Mob. It had two females in it. Name the two females in Crime Mob.
No.
Okay. All right. What you got for him, Jess?
All right, Trail. We are getting ready for the new No Limit docuseries on BET is going down this week. I need you to name three artists that were on No Limit Records.
I got Master P.
Okay.
C Murder.
Okay.
And Silk the Shocker.
There it is.
Well, you got
there
that.
It is.
He made him say, All right, this is your third and final question. You get it right, Burpee. With Burpee, then you win. You are Black Smart. However, if you miss it, we get in that hood black card. What you got for him, Burp?
I need you to tell me how many members are in the group New Edition.
Mm.
Ooh. See, that's a trick question. Originally, it was four. Then they added five. Then they added six.
Mm.
So it was four starting off. Then they added Ronnie DeVoe. Then they added Johnny Gill when Bobby Brown left. So is it four, five, or six?
I get to him. He right. He actually right.
He got it's one number.
He got it right now. How many members of Destiny's Child?
Yeah, exactly.
You got it, bro. Go ahead with your five shout outs.
12.
Anywhere in between 1 and 16.
Or 35. Go ahead with your five shout outs, big homie.
I want to shout out my dad's food truck, Hopper's Food Truck, and concession. I want to shout out my mom. I want to shout out my girl, my kids. And I want to shout out and Gastonia, Dr. White's, with the Donners. Y'all go check everybody out. It's like two businesses. And everybody have a good day.
Shout out your favorite radio station, homie.
Power 98.
Power 98. Got something on your mind you want to let out?
Yeah,
call the Madhouse voicemail.
What up? 704-227-8780.
Holler at your folks.
What do you have to say?
All right, Miss Jessica, what was that Madhouse question of the day today?
Today we were asking you about the versus battle. A lot of conversation going around about Chris Brown versus Usher. You know, Chris says, you know, he humbly declines. But, and did y'all see when he first came out and he said it, he was like, the only person that's going that I'll go up against on a versus battle is Chris Breezy. Like, mm-hmm. Chris Brown versus Chris Breezy.
He so said that. Like Chris Brown.
And then Timbaland reposted it and tagged Swiss Beatz and was like, did you see this? Did y'all see that?
Uh-uh.
No, I didn't see it.
Yeah, like, Timbaland took the post, reposted it, and then asked Swiss Beatz in the post, did you see this? Basically saying, do you see what Chris Brown is saying? So I'm wondering, based off of that, were they already talking to Chris Brown about potentially doing a versus battle based off of that? But anyway, we want to know, who do you think would win? Chris Brown or Usher?
So my regular comments on my Instagram is split. So Chocolate Diamond says, I love Usher, but Chris Brown. Von is who I am, says Breezy. Then Usher. Then it's Breezy. So it's split 50-50 on the comments. But I put a poll up on my Instagram page, and Chris Brown is leading in a landslide. 68%.
Really?
Chris Brown. Yes, 68% said they think Chris Brown would win.
All right. So on my Instagram timeline, Usher is winning. On my Facebook page, it's divided down the middle. Usher and Chris Brown. But I also put up a poll on my Instagram page, and Chris Brown is leading in that one, but not by much. It's 54% to 46%. 54% say Chris Brown would beat Usher in a versus battle.
Yeah, it's split in my comments on Instagram and Facebook. I did not put a poll up, but I think from looking at the people who are answering, I think it's a generational thing.
Yeah.
A lot of the younger, if you're like under 30, you're saying Chris Brown.
Mm-hmm.
If you're over 30, you're saying Usher.
But that's what makes this battle, that would make this battle so interesting.
Right.
You know what I mean? So, and I hope they do it. I hope Chris Brown changes mind and he hop on board and
it'll
he do
be
it.
Good.
I think it'll be must see TV. They might break the internet again. All right, our voicemail is always popping. Anything you hear on the show you want to comment on, you definitely can. 704-227-8780.
704-227-8780. This is Mr. What the Hell. I want to say something about the Tony's ice cream shop down in Gaston. Nobody said Tony, the owner, was racist. Jackasses in Gastonia. The young lady said the lady that took her money had a problem with her pen, and a manager said don't bring that in here. I've been to Tony's a bunch of times, and if you say Tony's don't have no racist employees, you telling a damn lie. And no limit, I swear to God, that boy wrote that song about me this morning. Try Jesus, not me, because I'm telling you, if you sneeze or cough on one of me and mine's, I'm whooping your ass. And Lord knows if you spit on me or one of mine, I'm sending you to the upper room. And two, you won't feel these hands too if you keep trying me. And I promise you ain't gonna like it. Your nasty ass. Ying, 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 ying. Keep on, funky brrrr, boy. Keep on.
You got it on your mind, let it off. 704-227-8780. And of course, you already know, you can leave it on our voicemail. I didn't mean to hit that. You can leave it on our voicemail, and we drop your Madhouse question of the day every morning at 6:05. We play responses back at 9:25.
It's No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse voicemail. The views and opinions expressed are those of the Power 98 listeners and not the views and opinions of Power 98 or its advertisers.
What the hell is going on? What's going on here?
It goes to the neighborhood.
What's going on, nosy neighbors? It's Miss Jessica, the girl next door. It is time for your nosy neighbor news for Monday, July 27th. Almost 3 months after the birth of their son, Meek Mill and Milano are calling it quits. He made the announcement via Twitter saying, "Me and Milano decided to remain friends and build our child as separate parents. We still have mad love for each other, but we both came to an understanding." He then took that post, posted it on Instagram, and then captioned that, "No fallout either, just moving forward, still love. This is for protection so social media won't think we're moving wrong." Then Meek Mill followed up the tweet with another one, and that one is the one that's causing eyebrows to raise. He says, "I made a lot of paper last year. Everything got different with a lot of people I helped, so I gotta reevaluate myself."
I don't know what it means, but okay.
Who you talking about? Who you talking about,
yeah,
me?
Yeah,
he's
me.
Sending this cryptic tweet.
Who you talking about? You talking about Milano? You talking about the mother of your child, me? What's going on? You saying that she switched up on you? Now, Milano did respond to it, basically saying, "Look, I ain't putting my personal business out there.
That's what's
go
up.
Get justice for Breonna Taylor." You know, like, that's what she said. If you want to see the tweet, it's up on my Instagram story.
I respect that.
Hey, Miss Jessica.
I respect that.
That's the good tweet.
Of course it is, because it's from the woman, isn't it?
No, from anybody who would have said that.
Yeah.
You ain't say nothing about Meek's tweet.
Because it was cryptic. He ain't say he did nothing. He said somebody did something to him.
And the girl clearly said, "I'm not speaking. Go get justice for Breonna Taylor."
In this world,
hers wasn't,
in, everybody
put hers
stuff
wasn't
on
cryptic
media.
At all. Hers was very plain and simple. It is what it is. I'm not talking about it. Go get justice for Breonna Taylor.
Guilty!
Yeah. Kanye took to Twitter to apologize to his wife, Kim Kardashian West. You recall he discussed some personal moments as well as made infidelity accusations towards her in tweets that he has since deleted. He wrote, "I would like to apologize to my wife, Kim, for going public with something that was a private matter. I did not cover her like she has covered me. To Kim, I want to say, I know I hurt you. Please forgive me. Thank you for always being there for me."
That's dope, Kanye. Thank you for your apology for the 39th billion time. Thank
you. Now, you know, Donda was supposed to come out on Friday. It didn't. But y'all know what did come out? Taylor Swift's album.
I was thinking to myself, the song either didn't do well or something happened with
the whole album didn't come out.
Oh, it was supposed to come out?
Yeah, it was supposed to come out on Friday. Donda was supposed to come out on Friday.
That's why he went on that tirade the week
before. But Taylor Swift dropped her whole album on Friday.
Excuse me, Taylor. Excuse me.
Biz Markie has been in a Maryland hospital for weeks for an illness that is not the coronavirus. Word is his type 2 diabetes triggered the hospital stay, according to his people. The rapper is receiving the best care from an amazing team of medical professionals, and we remain positive about his outcome. Back in 2014, he lost 104 pounds in an effort to get his diabetes under control. So, prayers up for him. Hope that he gets better.
Family got to send prayers up for the big dog.
Yeah, you got to, man.
All right. Hip-hop icon. Let's talk about him. Lou Williams. Lou Williams is under investigation. The NBA granted him permission to leave the bubble to attend the funeral of a friend's father. And that's it. But it looks like he made a detour. Jack Harlow posted a picture. It's now deleted. He was at Atlanta's Magic City Strip Club, and Lou Williams was in there in the picture. You can see him with a mask on his face and a drink in his hand. Now, the NBA is trying to figure out what other places Williams might have gone to determine how long they're going to put him under quarantine. His current quarantine time is 4 days, leading him to miss out on 2 seeding games and $150,000 of his salary. Lou says that he wasn't partying. He just wanted some chicken wings, and the chicken wings at Magic City are very good. They're very good.
Yeah, them chicken wings going to cost you another $150,000 for them good-ass chicken wings. Like, you couldn't get nobody to go in there and get them and deliver them to you since you just wanted the chicken wings,
Stupid,
Lou.
Stupid, man.
Dumb-ass boy.
He just wanted
I hate them
wings.
Dumb-ass boys.
And
I'm starting a service called Don't Be a Dumb-ass Boy.
His teammate did respond and say, the chicken wings, there are really good.
And you shut up, teammate. Right. Adding on to the
justify
story.
Justified. Little stupid self.
He's going to be quarantined for 39 days. Add that up. 150,000 times
that'd be a harsher punishment. If you go outside the bubble and you do something extra outside of what you said you were going to do, it should be a harsher punishment.
Than $150,000?
Yeah, they should kick him out the bubble. Don't come. You can't come back and play.
No, I don't say that, bro.
That's I do. It's a pandemic out there, bro. If you out there and you at a club or a strip club, think about what happened.
Were you at a club this weekend?
No, I was a comedy club.
Yeah, does it have a club in it?
Am I in a bubble?
Yeah. We just a bubble in here.
Yeah, damn right it is.
Damn right. I'm not in a damn NBA bubble.
You in the NBA madhouse bubble.
And I ain't lie about where I was going either. I said I was going to be there. That's where I was.
Happy birthday to Winnie Harlow.
You ain't talking about the girl out on the way back?
Hell no.
Happy birthday to Winnie Harlow, Young Dolph, Dr. Jackie. And if you haven't canceled him, Tory Lanez's birthday is today.
Who?
So, Tory Lanez.
He canceled.
Just in case.
Is he tall enough to get canceled?
I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That's your nosy neighbor news.
Bourbon line.
Jessica. The neighborhood.
Power 98. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.